Good morning and welcome to Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and thank you very much Michael and Anonymous for starting my show for me. Albeit I was the first victim of my own show today. That's how it starts. Thank you for, you know, laying the foundation for my work, which I will now take in my own very not holy hands from now until the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Eagle FM, and this is Mind the Gap with Helmut. For those of you that have seen my post, that's just me thinking out loud, and I'm going, okay, you know what? Everyone is focused on, you know what, let's produce engineers, let's produce, doctors, let's produce nurses. Who is sitting there to say, you know what, let's produce human beings, you know, like rationally thinking human beings? Because, look, I've come to learn that, whoever came up with the phrase, don't judge a book by the cover, you know, they were up, he, she, or they were up to something. Not sure if it was founded, the whole thing was founded by an entire organization. Maybe whatever organization or whatever the dude or the lady, you know, maybe they were up to something. Don't judge a book by the cover. You see, for a very long time, we thought that maybe if just a country can be run by a lot of rich guys, then everything will go right. Well, boy, were we wrong. Because, one thing we have noticed with the, you know, the early days, still in its early days, really, of the Trump administration, is that even rich people can be so terrible at running a country. And you are now wondering, like, okay, this, this is interesting. Like, these guys are rich. They've always had money their whole life. Like, what are they not doing right? So, long story short, don't judge a book by the cover, or don't judge the cover by the book, or don't book the cover by the judge. Whichever way you want to take it, just don't do it. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Let me make sure that our social media guys are up to speed with us, the live stream guys.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM, the eye. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and this is a comedy show. Now, let's dive in. So, who is teaching the kids anything that is not, you know, something that is, that basically required for, you know, who is teaching kids humanity? Well, I did not get an answer very easily when I asked that question. So I decided to look for an answer to myself, for myself. I decided to go out there and actually try to find out what is the difference between, what is known as old money schools and, broke people schools. Old money is, those families that are, okay, you know, those families that are, that are so rich, they don't remember the last time they had relatives that were poor. You see, those people are the ones that you call old money. Those ones that, you know, that made their money like 100 years ago. And for some reason, unlike some people I won't mention, these people have kept the wealth in, the wealth transfer for over 200, 300, 500 years. They have kept the wealth transfer from one family member to the next for 500 years. Now, why am I emphasizing on the time? It's because of a very sad story that I was reading yesterday. The one about the National Council Committee on the, you know, on how, when they were trying to look at the $9 billion that was supposed to be, that was set aside to, for the purpose of spending it on youth related projects. And then, after the National Council Standing Committee, began to suspect some kind of irregularities in the management, or, both on the entities that were, that were tasked at distributing this money and the recipients of the money. The story ended with, the Standing Committee passed it to an institution that I think was just tasked with distributing the money. Those guys also passed the hot potato to the guys that was, that was tasked with, more like drawing a blueprint on how everything will be done. Those guys, shifted the, those guys were like, actually, well, that's not our responsibility. That's also of a different guys. Now, the thing is, so those guys, we cannot go and ask them, or more like that company, we cannot go and ask them because the company stopped operating when the owner of the company passed away. You have got to be kidding me. Now, that's just in Africa, where if the owner of the business dies, the business dies with him. Speaking of which, John Walenga, drive safely. Now, look, when you look at it, I think Africans, it's high time we begin to, it's high time we begin to look at how, old money does things. Because if they have managed to keep the wealth in a family for 500 years, clearly they know a thing or two about the transfer of wealth. First of all, we're all going to kick the bucket. You don't have to like it. The same way that you did not have a choice on whether or not you should be born, you don't have a choice on whether or not you should die. Whether you like it or not, that's the direction we're all headed. So my advice have always been, enjoy now. You are not going to live forever. Thank you very much. Now that we have that out of the way, why, someone please just explain this to me. Why is that, every time someone that owns a business dies, their business idea and their investment strategy and everything dies with them? Do we blame the people that are running businesses for not imparting that knowledge on their loved ones? Or do we blame their loved ones for being so terrible at, or more like so dumb at understanding business? The guy that was running the business went like, which one of these will run my business in a way that I want it to be? Now, I know one, I happen to have a very few strong and independent women, believe me. Very strong and independent in a way that actually, they have their own money. Something that, they have bailed me out of trouble like several times. Don't ask, long story. But here's one thing I've come to learn, that everyone who, a lot of business, a lot of business-minded people have trust issues. Like, there's one of them very strong and independent women I know who as well has a job and is running a business on the side. Every time that she's sent by her job, which is more often in the field, she comes back worried, sick. Like, every time I leave, I don't know how things are gonna go here. These guys are always calling me. Things are always going wrong. That's why I just like to sit here and just do everything myself. Like, oh dear. So that is the, and then I came to learn that, actually she's not the only one. I actually know three or four. They're all women. My God. Jesus. But one thing I've come to learn is that, one, they all have trust issues. Actually five. One of them is a guy. Every time they want to do something, 90% of the time that they designate, a task, they end up doing, coming to finish the task themselves, because they'll be like, you did it, but where's the problem now? Is what I'm asking, because if we want to, if we are going to talk about education, let's talk about, just to put in mind, there's a different, I'm using the word education separately from school. Because school, sit in the class, memorize A for apple, B for ball. That's a different, you know, story. Education, this is more like, you know, more like in a reference to learning. Just you learning on a daily basis until the day that you kick the bucket. So far, we are just alive. We are just alive and kicking. And thank heavens, we are kicking anything else but the bucket. Now, when the day comes that we kick the bucket, everything that we have, we, you know, everything that we are spending our money on in terms of investment, is it going to be in safe hands? I think that's the most scariest thing for any business person in Africa. Now, for any person that's broke, like me, nah, that's the least of our worry. We just, you know, we only have weekend plans, Baba. This whole thing of, I want to buy an aeroplane in 10 years. I get out of here. We just, can I afford Jägermeister this weekend? If the answer is yes, I'm happy. If the answer is no, you, depression sets in, mental health, check, stress, high blood pressure, heart attack, mind attack, legs attack. All that can be tied up to into financial attack. So I decided to look into, you know, I decided to look in some of the most expensive boarding schools. Like, believe me, it turns out, I counted five or ten of them. They are all located in Switzerland. And, the learner to teacher ratio at some of these schools is, there are four learners for every teacher. We are sitting with the statistics of roughly 27 learners per teacher. That's in the public sector, just here in Namibia. Now, these guys have, every teacher has, what am I doing with my life? Now, the teacher to learner ratio at some of these schools, at some of these schools is 1 to 4. For only four learners for every teacher. Four learners for every teacher. How much they are paying these teachers, I have no idea, because these schools, range somewhere between 150 to $300 million a year in school fee. That's just general, like school fees and everything. But just put in mind, there are extra projects, in the same way that you can space school fees and then, you know, maybe pay hostel fees here in Namibia. If there is a project, take for example, some extra mural activity, take for example sports the kids were participating in, parents, you may be asked to pay. I just received a call that, well, my younger brother is going for extra class now, also have to pay. But anyway, now if they are going for a tour, and also you also pay for those extras. That 300 million. That 150 to 300 million. You are just paying that for seriously? Shea, you and I will talk. If you thought owning Vrupa is being rich, you ain't seen rich. Because these guys are, actually, there's 1% and then there's 0.00001%. That's the category these guys fall under. Because $100 million? Really? For school? And they come back, they are going A, B, C, Z, X, Y, B, D, C. I'm pulling them out of that class. Kindergarten, government, off you go. So, here's one thing, some of the schools you have, that's how broke I am. Often considered the most expensive school in the world, Le Rossi has two campuses located in Switzerland. And then, Institute of Dem Rosenberg, located Switzerland. Oh dear. And then you have Beau Soleil. Now, this one is, it looks like it's also, what's this? Switzerland. Well, and now, notable alumni includes royalty such as Prince Mary of Denmark. That's where, like, not the rich, those ones that are stealing taxpayers' money rich. Mm-mm, no, rich, those ones that have been stealing taxpayers' money rich. Not those of you that are starting, you know, just after you win an election, you steal a couple of tenders and then you call yourself rich. No, these guys, you see, for these guys, their family members have been stealing taxpayers' money for a couple of 500 years. Now, and then you have, Horror School. That's one heck of a name to give a school, but anyway. And then you have Eton College, and now founded in 1440 by King Henry the VI. It's a good thing that's true, not King. Chance are very high King Henry the VIII went to this school. That's when he majored into, you know, executing his wives instead of divorcing them. I was like, you know what? A divorce, execute, you know what? Execute. Wife number two, next. Marry, divorce. Nah, that's too easy. Execute. Next. Bro was just, executing them left, right, and center because they failed to give him a boy. King Henry VIII was Jesus. So, bro, maybe I'm suspecting homeboy went to some of the most expensive schools at the time. And, even most expensive to this day. And still couldn't tell the difference between execution and divorce. Now, I decided to look up at, what do some of these guys teach at these schools? Here's one thing that is mostly admired about old money. When you look at cars, for example, old money, new money will buy the latest, the latest Mercedes Benz. Old money will buy the golf, the Goldwing 1924 type of classic cars. That's old money. New money buys a Vrupa for the 21st century, you know, with all the fancy gadgets. Old money buys the, they don't actually buy. They just find some of those, you know, thrown away cars in the middle of, what was at some point a war zone, or actually a thriving metropolis before a war zone. They find one of those cars that is not even in production anymore. Then they restore it from the ground because, frankly, they have the money because restoring a car, you must have the money. And those are the cars they drive. And when you are sitting here reading poems from ChatGPT on social media, old money literature is reading Shakespeare. But that's not what I wanted to focus on. What I wanted to understand is how on earth do they keep their money in the family for such a very long time? Because, we know that for a very long time, a lot of European royal families decided to... that the best way to keep power and money in the family was to marry each other's cousins and aunties and niece and nephews. Hey, are you? But they figured out in the 1700s that, you know, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Chances are very high it's still done. Now, one thing that a lot of rich people are known for is that, they are not a very big circle. Most of them know each other. Most of them know each other because their kids go to the same boarding school, their parents belong to the same golfing club, they go to the same casinos and gamble a couple of millions of their dollars out of the billions they have, if not trillions. Now, commercial break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
The time is 10 o'clock on the dot. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap, a comedy with Helmut Isof and Eagle FM. Un momento.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Welcome back. Now, let's proceed. So, One thing I was able to gather, or more like to gather in my own, you know, research here, my own very comedic type of research here, is that old money schools focus on providing a comprehensive education that includes both academic rigor and social development. You have to understand that, we live in a society that is composed of a lot of different people. And now leadership skills is one of those things that is also emphasized in these schools. Leadership skills, aka they do a lot of management type of learning. And then you have, these institutes often emphasize a solid foundation in the classics, aka, you know, classic literature, classic, you know, cars, I imagine, classic type of marriage. So now everyone know that a lot of, you know, a lot if, okay, one, you know, one of the traits more often associated with old money is that tradition is everything to them. And then you have the new money guys that are throwing away their tradition and going like, ish, you know what, this is the 21st century, Baba. You can just, you know. Additionally, they encourage experiential learning through activities such as museum visits, theaters, performances, and travel experience. For example, homeschooling parents who inspire to emulate the education, you know, the educational approach of old money families often incorporate the classic into the curriculum and supplement learning with enriching experience inside the classroom. Now, one of the reasons why I brought this up is because of of the recently held more like discussions even on an AU level about the preservation of African preservation of African culture, not just culture but African heritage, you know, the rock paintings, instead of replacing every, replacing the painting of the White Lady of Bramberg with, some costume Spider-Man or Spider-Woman or whatever spider that you want to think of. Here's the thing though. Why? First of all, it's so sad that the paintings are not dated. It's not that the paintings don't have dates. It's just that, well, not date. The date I'm talking about here is the datum. Now, I'll repeat the question, the question that I'll just keep repeating all throughout my show today, really. And, why is that, when the owner of a business passes away in Africa? I don't know about other parts of the world, so I'm just going to start cooking Africa on this one. Why is that when the owner of a business passes away, the business also dies with the owner? Now, my field of study of interest is law, has exposed me to is just how said, really, the way that we fight over a deceased's property. Like, the energy people come with when they, you know, when their loved one who had a vrupa dies. The way that they come with all the fake tears and attend the funeral, it was very nice. No, they are not interested in that. Chances are very high they have not spoken in 10 years. They are just there, so they are just waiting for the final meeting. The final meeting of who should get what. Then just watch them want to kill each other. Now, if a farm, for example, was owned by the deceased, chances are very high people will fight so much And the only settlement they will reach after that long fight that may take 5 or 10, 20 years will be, you know what, let's just sell the farm and then share the money. Not a single one of them will say, you know what, how about we just put money together and, you know, start a private green scheme. Nope. Instant. That's why I totally agree with, you know, that's why I totally agree with Anonymous and Michael now. They say, we are into instant porridge type of money making schemes, not investment. Yeah, actually, that's a very interesting part to point out. We like schemes, not investments. Do we though? Because I'm beginning to think we don't understand investments. Okay, can we even tell the difference between scheme and investment? Because at this point, I feel like most of us don't know the difference. Most of us are busy, you know, running schemes and thinking it's an investment. Oh dear. What is the difference? Okay, talk to someone that did, you know, that has an MBA, because as of egg, I'll just, you know, lie to you through the teeth. Now, old money schools also prioritize building social networks and preparing students for leadership roles. Now, I know that, now on this part, we have to give ourselves credit on this one, because, one way of looking at this is, well, we promote SRCs, you know, manifesto and stuff like that, and, class captain, and, what's that again? The teacher, what skills do class captains do apart from writing noisemakers, really? What leadership skills do they have? Okay, I was, a class captain once, but for 3 months, and then I was kicked out of that position because, well, the class captain was always at the front, you know, making everyone laugh. And the teacher was like, yo, you are not cut out for this job. I'm like, thank you very much for figuring that part out. So, but the most important part, that correlates with my poster is not the leadership roles, it's the social networks. Social networks, not WhatsApp groups. Maybe there's that. But here's the thing, though. The only country that, at least I know of, that has social network type of education, type of setup in their education system is Finland. And it's really amazing how they designed the entire country's education system to work. That, take, for example, picture every constituency in the country, we have like 121 or something. All these constituencies have different, more like different subdivisions. Call them, suburbs or villages, whatever designation you want to give them. Now let's take, for example, Havana. If you stay in the area of Havana and Akahana, the Finnish education system is designed in a very amazing way that area of Koriahab, Havana and Hakahana here in Windhoek, they will make sure that that area has enough kindergarten schools, have enough lower primary and upper primary and high school and high school. They have all this within reach so that, all those kids from the area of Koriakab, Havana, and Hakahana, Hana throwing Babylon in there. Which side is Babylon anyway? Yeah. You see, now, all those areas, those kids go to those schools within their reach. Because in that way, they are not only building themselves academically, but they are also, laying the foundation of the foundation of the next occupants of that society. They will know each other both from home and school. And then welcome to Namibia. If you have someone that lives in Havana and their parents can afford Poloni, their kids go to Windhoek High School. And those kids now make friends with kids from Pioneers Park, but they don't know a lot of friends in Havana. And then you have a situation where you have, okay, you know what, well, I like the more like the wider friendship circle, but the point is, how do you sustain the, like, how do you ensure that the people in specific locations know each other, not just, not just at school, they know each other also on a social level, not only on an academic level. So, prioritizing more like social circles is not something that is taught a lot in a lot. And this is not just in Africa, by the way. This is in all poor people's schools. Well, and basically most parts of the Western countries. Minus rich people's school. I mean, if you have a class that has four learners, are you kidding me? That class, well, the teacher knows all those learners. And those learners know each other because they are not a lot of friends to go around. But then it's very boring though, I'm telling you. Really boring. So, again, the question, who do we blame on the fact that when an African, or you know, when an African businessman passes away, their business dies with them? Who do we blame? Do we blame the businessmen for not sharing their knowledge with the people around them, or do we blame the people around them for not creating the environment that enables, them to be like, teachable individuals for the said businessmen? Like, it's a nice question. Africa's generational wealth is a very questionable one. Every time a dictator falls out of power, what happens is, scatter everything. Take, for example, when, homeboy Mobutu Sese Seko, was kicked out of power. I think he ran to Morocco. I think that's where he died. Where he died though? Oh, yeah. Two of his kids. One of them, died from, some STDs. I'm not sure which one specifically, and died from STD. I mean, had all the money. All bro was just like, you know what? Time to get laid. And well, everything has consequences, whether you like it or not. Maybe nice. Don't get me wrong. I love the twins, but the point is, everything has consequences. Emily Namtenya, huya more to you too. 13 minutes past the hour of 10. So, every time a dictator falls out of power, people stop hearing about what is left of the relatives that the people are left behind when, where the dictator is, where the kids are, it's kind of difficult to keep track. Chances are very high a lot of them are well off because, well, they are left with enough stolen money to survive, one or maybe two generations. But the point is, if we are going to talk about the creation of generational wealth, we first have to figure out how to transfer that wealth without it being turned into vurpas. And this, oh my God, when it comes to inheritance, this is a biggest problem because a lot of Africans, every time that our loved one who was well off dies, when we show up, we are just there for, what am I getting?
ShopRite's biggest toy promotion is all set to blast off. Get ready to play more and pay less with our wide range of toys. Get unbeatable deals like 24-centimeter cuddly baby Bukeka or Britney doll, all variants for just $79.99 each. And a 25-centimeter Super Convoy plastic truck, all variants for only $69.99 each. Hurry and save big now until the 15th of June. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust, always.
15 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap, comedy on Eagle FM. Now, for those of you that are listening via radio, they say, some extra material coming, coming directly to moi through my social media. And that is, for some reason, you know, just watching through social media, and a lot of my, you know, a lot of my viewers through social media have decided to continue the cooking that Michael and Anonymous started. And they're like, well, you go, girl. Actually, I am not a girl. I'm not a girl. And if you are a girl and you want to prove it, just give me a call. I will gladly, since it's winter, I will gladly prove it. They say keep, keep the door open so that opportunity doesn't have to knock. No, at this point, I think you've just kept the door open so that, well, opportunity. So, guys, guys, stay out of this. Ladies, if you're one of those people that think that I'm a girl and you're really desperate to find out if I'm really a guy, please give me a call. Because this winter, and also that's because, well, especially this week, please do it this week, because according to the meteorologist coming out of, meteorologic forecast coming out of South Africa, that there's a cold front coming out of the southern hemisphere, and it's most likely going to push some cooler cold front towards, the southern part of Namibia. So we are most likely going to feel that cold front. So translation, it's going to get a little more, a little more colder. So please, 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 please give me a call. Oh man, I love my job so much. Love my job so much. It gives me, it attempts to give me opportunities. I'm not sure if it gives me opportunities yet. So, good morning, comedian. That's Faita. Now, then you have a good morning, sir. That's Emily Namtenya. Man, Namtenya, don't ruin it for me. Well, actually, you're not ruining. Actually, you're doing great. Yes, Namtenya understands that I am a sir. Now, for those of you that, that are not convinced yet, like Namtenya is, I want you to just, give me a call so that we can, I can present my evidence before you in some hotel room somewhere that I don't mind presenting my evidence the whole weekend or the whole night and the whole weekend. We can actually sleep in during the weekend and we can order a room service, me presenting my evidence. We can just maybe present, exhibit 1, exhibit 2, and exhibit 3, and then we go to bed, wake up in the morning, and present at least 2 more exhibits, and then, maybe go for a movie, and then come back again, present a couple of exhibits, and then Sunday, when everyone is satisfied with the presented evidence, we call it a weekend. You know, sometimes my mind scares me, too, on just how dirty it can get. And the ease with which I disguise the dirtiness in some fancy Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2 language. Which is why I'm the right man for the job. John knew that back in 2022. July 16 or July 17? 2022. That's Brewers Market. As soon as like, you know what? That idiot. Okay, you know what? I'm not pushing that whole name of the idiot. If it wasn't for my man who would have gotten into a fight a very long time ago. So before I, he's not here. So, 20 minutes past the hour. So, okay. Look. But, that's just, me catching up. Catching those of you that are listening up so that, those of you that think I'm a girl, I'm ready to present the evidence. I am ready to present the evidence. I'm ready to be cross-examined. That like, Judge Witele was cross-examining Job. Although this one is not going to be a public cross-examination for several reasons. First of all, that's just not how I roll. Two, we don't want to traumatize children. Now, I am ready to present the evidence at least 3 times before we take a rest and then, just wake up, present more evidence, go for a movie, present more evidence, and then, we can just give it a month or 2 break and then you can, if you are not convinced, I can present evidence until, I can go on presenting the evidence today, tomorrow, and other days to come. Okay, you know, before marketing sends me an invoice for marketing myself, which is sounds like exactly what I'm doing. But look, you guys started it. And thank you very much for starting. Okay, who do I owe the credit for this one? Hang on a second. Yeah, Vicky Shea is the one that I owe the credit for giving me a chance to market myself out there. This is the best time to present the evidence is in winter, especially with the, you know, focused at the cold front. You know. I already have a missed call from an unknown number. Fingers crossed it is someone that is interested in the, you know, my presentation of the evidence. Speaking of which, winter is upon us. Winter is upon us. Where is that? You have, you know, just going through, want to, you know, I want to give you guys what is taking place in the country. We have, a couple of dates, and, a couple of sports, white people sports, black people sports. Namibia's Brave Warriors opened their account in COSAFA Cup in Mahau against Angola today, in a repeat of last year's final, and still in search of the first ever victory against the perennial rival. You know, the Angolan government likes us. The Angolan national team hates us. These guys keep kicking our behinds like big time. The Angolan government, on the other hand, is like, we have this Lobito oil refinery that we are investing in. You guys are welcome to invest since, you are our neighbors. I mean, you are welcome to invest. And then their national team shows up at 2-0. 4-0. I mean, you guys, that's really not fair. But, so, Namibia's Brave Warriors, open their accounts in COSAFA Cup in Mahaung against Angola today. Right. That is, actually, Brave Warriors, a club without a home stadium. Since Namibia's independence 35 years ago, the two nations have met 15 times. Angola winning 9 times and 6 matches ending in draw. Let me repeat that part. Ever since we got our independence, they got theirs in 1975 and then civil war until 2002. Now, we got ours, according to the current statistics, Namibia and, you know, Namibia's, in the 35 years that our country have been independent, we have clashed on the football pitch with our northern neighbor, immediate northern neighbor, aka Angola, 15 times. And out of those 15, Angola have won 9 times. At this point, you are thinking, okay, maybe we won at least the remaining 6 times. Maybe we won and then draw. Actually, we drew all of them. At last year's COSAFA Cup tournament they played to a goalless draw during a group stage. But when they met again at the final, Angola posted a comprehensive 5-0 victory. Look, this is why I'm saying the Angolan government likes us. But the Angolan national team, these guys, we have to ask what we did to these guys. And maybe we did something wrong, then we can apologize. If we owe the money, maybe then we can just settle the debt so that they can start, you know, treating us, like the good neighbors that we are. Like their country, you know, like their country's, government is treating us. The onslaught doesn't end there, actually. 5-0. Congratulations. Now, that was last year. Now, this was the biggest win in COSAFA Cup final. The biggest. And we were the victims. Jesus. Jesus Christ. And it was also Angola's biggest win against our dear Lord. Surpassing their 3-0 victory at the African Cup of Nations, in Ivory Coast. The biggest win in COSAFA Cup final. 5-0 was, well, guess who were the victim? Angola was just doing us without Vaseline. And at this point, it's, you know, we clashed 15 times. Angola won 9 times. And, Namibia's brave warrior opens the account against Angola today in repeat of last year's final, still search for the final victory against the... Okay, now. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. It doesn't work. I've tried it on my crushes. It doesn't. You can cross your fingers, ask for a number. She will still tell you, ha! Even if we were the last two people on earth. At this point, your homies just told you that, you know what, just go and talk, just go and talk to her, just go and talk to her. The worst she could say is no. Actually, she can say worse. The worst she could say is no. And then you go there, and then you find out the hard way that actually she can say worse. Can I have your number? Blah, 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 blah. You look beautiful, throw in a few compliments, then she goes like, ha! Even if we were the last two people on earth. And the only, and I was given a choice to pick between you and a monkey. I would rather go for, I would end up picking, I would take my risk with a monkey, even if it means reversing the entire process of evolution. Eish. I mean, that's a lot of no's, very often. Yeah. So, fingers crossed. I don't even see who can score a goal for Namibia. Now, those are the people that are cooking everyone in the comment section. But we can win. Seriously. We can win an own goal. You guys are mean. And now the justice, the Office of the Judiciary hosted an inaugural national conference on the alternative dispute resolution on Tuesday to expedite the delivery of justice in Namibia, and some of the justices, aka judges in attendance, were from Uganda. I can imagine some, I can imagine Namibian judges were sitting next to Ugandan judges going, before the whole event, Namibian judges came together and went like, as you know, that this is, our inaugural event on the, dispute resolution discussion. So we have our counterparts from Uganda coming to attend. And as we all know that their parliament recently passed a law to prosecute civilians in military courts. So in our discussions during this dispute resolution, let's try our level best not to bring up that piece of legislation that has just recently been passed. Do we understand? Thank you very much. I can imagine, some guy at the judiciary going, every time you have, these are the pictures and the names of the Ugandan judges that are coming to attend. So what we are going to do is this we're going to talk about. And this that talks about, their recent passing of a legislation that will now see civilians being prosecuted in military courts. Yeah, we are not, let's try our level best not to bring that up. Now, this is why you can't have me in there, because being given a mic at an event like that, I would have gone, all protocol observed. Uganda, congratulations on your passing of your... Like, seriously, just what the heck were you guys thinking? Now, to be fair, the guys that came to attend came out of the judiciary branch, not the legislative branch, not the executive branch, which have been very executive for a couple of decades now. And these guys, the judiciary branch, actually tried to reverse the decision of having to prosecute civilians in military courts. And the parliament and, the parliament and the executive were like, nah, we are going to have it. If you criticize me, the president, I'll send you to a court where my son is the boss. And then, you know, I mean, the entire case at this point will be, we'll talk about it over dinner at home. And now, before I get banned from traveling to Uganda, because, well, it's Africa. I mean, I would travel to any country. I mean, if the M23 guys were not having, you know, RPGs flying left, right, and center, I'll visit them too. The problem is, well, they've been described to be very trigger happy, so count me out. Right, and now you have a bunch of things that are just, you know, very... Yeah, no, I really wanna, you know, give some politics a break. Yeah, no, ain't no politicians, you guys will never catch a break, not with me. Absolutely not. So, before I go on to the next part, prophets, and those of you that claim to, we can see the future, do we see another 5-0 from Angola today, or do we see a 5-0 like a victory on our part? Oh dear. Well, at least I know that tomorrow we are going to have a field day. And, you know, who we are going to cook up next. Eh? That's obviously going to, you know, that's something that will, you know, that's something that we'll talk about tomorrow. So until then, let's move on to a different subject. And that is, oh dear Lord. Nope, no. Quick break. I'm just filtering things that will not threaten my salary. But the, you know, presentation of, you know, the presentation of available evidence, or, more like offer is still on the table.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. The time is 25 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut, Esof and Eagle FM, and we sign out in a few minutes, but we still have enough minutes to basically go. More like to basically, you know, focus on some, you know, more cooking. Learners from Simon Amotenya Private School in Ohangwena Endola Circuit, in Ohangwena's Endola Circuit, have been at home for nearly 2 months after the school's sudden closure due to unpaid rental fees. In case you are wondering that, you know, am I the only one suffering, having rent problems? Nope, not just you. We all are. You know, maybe, you know, the rent prices climb high, really high. Two noodle warring factions, one led by the party's last democratically elected leadership, now under acting Secretary General Joseph, Wipingene, and another led by former football administrator Barry Rukoro, has smoked the peace pipe. You see, some of these things, when you are writing it down, you have to put in mind that there are people on this planet that are comedians, and their minds wander really fast. Smoked the peace pipe, and it turns out for those of you that, you know, those that went to private school, that means they have reached a more like a common ground in terms of peace negotiations. That's a fancy, I mean, that's a lot of words. Now I understand why they went with, they have smoked the peace pipe. Now, when you say they have smoked the peace pipe, some of us begin to think maybe they acquire, you know, maybe we are talking about, you know, this religion called Bob Malism. You know, in the name of Jah and, Green leaves, dry leaves wrapped on a newspaper. Don't ask her. Definitely not talking from experience before you start investigating. The National Unity, National Unity Democratic Organization, NUDO, has for the past almost 2 years been a house in serious disarray, divided. Yes, come on, seriously. It's a battle for the heart and soul of one of the country's oldest political movement reached unprecedented levels of internal and structural backbiting, backstabbing. They just like to complicate things, but don't worry. Ekesaiso, to me, you know, just to explain it to you, because DNA of using the English baby preferred school is ni moini. Because some of us, we hand to what's public school in Afrikaans? Net preferred, school, and the, some of us, owns, first knee, the Afrikaans school, English, when, Alice J. Pratt, die English. Oh, that was a good one. And it was a mouthful. An optimistic Wapingene yesterday told his publication that the latest decision to hold hands and move together, you know, divided we fall, united we stand type of movement going on there. Move together was in the best interest of the party, and is an equally mature decision to make beyond petty individual politics, and in which petty, everyone wants to be in power. This is exactly why I laugh my lungs out every time I hear someone say, we want Africa to unite under one president. Which one? Like, really? Because if you look at the political parties, in all the countries on the African continent, there is, first of all, there is a quote unquote backbiting between different political parties in each and every single country. And then there is backbiting within each and every one of those political parties on who should be a leader and who should not be. Now, you really want to see what that will look like on a continental level? Because I don't. Look, as a comedian, I'm going to love it. That's for sure. I'm going to love it. Because, well, more content for me. Albeit, some of the leaders, like some of those ones in Central and West Africa, if you make fun of them, they call the police and then they storm your studio, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, that's actually where I'm an advocate of Namibia, more like Africa, uniting economically. The same way that the European Union is. You think all the European Union member states, the people in these countries, like each other? No, they don't. They don't. Oh, but my God, do they hate each other? Like, yeah. How do I put this? Belgium and France okay, the Belgian and the French to this day cannot agree on who is the brainchild behind potato chips. The Belgians say, well, we started it. The French say, well, we started it. But, well, it's called French fries, not Belgian fries. So at this point, I think the French have taken the credit. Now, whether or not the French are the ones that it really invented it, is it's hard to tell. And also, well, the European map have been drawn and redrawn depending on whatever, power-hungry guy comes to power. And it's kind of difficult to tell who really is behind that whole thing. And then you have, the Austrians and the Germans have an interesting relationship. Very interesting because, well, I think that also started off in, the country of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Austria. It also provided German with the Austrian painter, the guy that started the Führer type of, leadership, and did inspire a lot of people and gave you Volkswagen lovers that car brand. And before you start cooking Volkswagen, you have to understand that, first of all, that was his brainchild. Before you start cooking every German car brand for participating in a military manufacturing complex of the time, you have to ask yourself that, any country that's led by a dictator, when they show up at your workshop, they are not asking, they are not asking you to do something. No, they are telling you to do something. They are not saying, may you please. Mm-mm. They are saying, you are going to have to do it. So, I think, when you look at it from that angle, you can give them the benefit of the doubt. So, oh dear Lord. Namibia, land of the brave, brave warriors, please, guys, at least draw this one, because this one is going to be our 16th match. Because if Angola wins this one, then the total match we have played ever since Namibia's independence between Namibia and Angola will go up to 16. And then those ones that have been won by Angola will go to 10. And those ones that have been drawn will go to 7. Will go to 6. Hang on a second. Now what? This is stupid. Yeah. 15 total matches played so far, and Angola have won 9 and 6 we have drawn. Translation, we have not won any. And we're all having our fingers crossed and hoping that at least this one just my Lord, like a small win, just like a small win. Oh dear Lord. I came across someone's, history, and I think someone, this must have been Elizabeth, who was talking about cannibalism here. Not that Elizabeth, did something wrong. No, she didn't. And I'm definitely not saying that because she gave me a voucher to go and get some awesome massage. I still have to find out if they have happy ending type massage or not. No. And don't judge me. And I won't judge you. Cannot, had a guy. So, now let's talk about something that is coming out of the teacher strike again. You know how for a couple of days they've been demanding, we need more employment, which is a relevant demand. And we also need to get rid of interviews because we are spending a lot of money traveling for jobs that we are not getting. Again, interesting demand. Interesting demand. And there's one that they come up with now.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Welcome back, 15 minutes to the hour of 11. Now, Unemployed teachers drop demands at a government dose. Stop education entries for 5 years. Okay, so what is going on here is basically saying, sort of like can be linked to something that I may have said. I'm not saying I said. I'm saying I may have said. The problem with this podcast is it's in a podcast somewhere. Something I may have said that okay, how do you think it makes me as an education student studying, doing my assignments, and then when I'm taking my 5 minutes break to, you know, just scroll through social media and laugh at memes, I come across, news of people that have graduated in the field of study I am pursuing, and they are saying, you know what, we don't have opportunities anymore, and we're just suffering, please just, give us jobs. I mean, I just said it's okay. I may have just said it's very discouraging. It's very discouraging. And then, well, the same, the same protesting guys also in the whole, education graduates started demanding for the bring to an end of job interviews because it's a lot of money to go and attend them. And then at the end of the day, you are not getting the job and you have spent a lot of money traveling, in traveling and accommodations. I mean, you come to Windhoek for a job interview and you are single, give me a call. The accommodation at my place is free. Very free. Yeah, look, I don't want to wake up in my own bathtub, missing a kidney. Because, someone pretended to come for a job interview. Meanwhile, the whole time they were coming for my kidneys. Yeah, no, absolutely not. Now, stop education and stop the job interviews. And then they decided to, to push it, a little further. And now they're asking for stop education entries for 5 years. Basically, education courses in the field of more like in the branch that is considered like is too, it's oversupplied. This is teaching, obviously, at a lower primary level. It's been pointed out since last year, when the minister was still she was the ED, right? She pointed out that out last year, and also pointed out this year that the lower primary teaching guys, venture into something else that is, maybe upish, secondary-ish, in terms of in terms of teaching, in terms of teaching, if that's what you wanna study, but. This is, that's a very interesting proposal because stop education entries for at least 5 years. You're basically saying, high institutions should put on hold the fields of study that, lower primary education majors. Now, that's a very interesting conversation to have because, you have to understand that these are all, departments on their own. These are just departments on their own. What do you do with all the lectures? And what do you do with all the materials that you have? Do you put everything on hold for 5 years? Do you restructure? I mean, I'd find it very interesting how the government will more likely respond to this. And first of all, you can't tell people to stop, to stop going to school. And I'm not saying that's not what they're proposing. What they're proposing is how about we just put, the late President Hage Geingob put a moratorium on buying new Vrupas for the government? I think that, they're proposing some, this unemployed teachers are, asking for a similar thing, like, since we are producing too much, we have already produced, really, according to the information coming out of the Ministry of Education, that we have produced way too many, especially primary school teachers. So let's, work on uplifting them. Now, what I have proposed is that how about giving them, the opportunity, uplift them to so that they can, work for secondary school. Now, well, I have told before, the reason why I actually, or actually one of the reasons why I left is my contract expired. The second one, but the main reason was, my contract expired. The main reason was, my HOD kept calling me SRC because, well, some of my learners were taller than me, show off. And some of them had more muscles than me, show off. When you walk in the class, it was very difficult for you to tell on, well, who is the teacher here? And my principal and my HOD, look, they were very nice guys. It's just that they babysat me like I was more like a, you know, a high school kid. Now, that's because every time I tell people that I'm actually 34, they'll be like, yeah, no. Now, a lot of my colleagues here have a problem believing that. So that's why I walk around with my ID. Oh, no. It's in my wallet somewhere. So, in the next 8 minutes, let's just wrap up what we... Before I start cooking myself, let's just, wrap up what we have already covered. I can see, or already see Tim Sizumasalicho popping up. Why do African businesses die with their owners? Like, can't we just work on a strategy to develop some kind of old money strategy like we are seeing in the West? Like, there's one Nigerian TikToker, I think he's a Nigerian or Ghanaian guy, that pointed out that a lot of people today, especially in Africa, thinks that you can build old money from just studying hard. Let's face it. Let's face the reality. Most of old money is coming from corruption of the highest order. Like, most old money started from a guy that started stealing. Most old money out of the West started from the guys that started stealing. Literally stealing and selling people. That's how it started. And now they are rich. They've never been poor for a couple of hundred. I'm not saying let's start putting white people on marketplace on Facebook. I'm just saying, it's a little too late for that because, well, we should have started it before they came up with the idea. That would have been brilliant, don't you think? But then again, I mean, it would be very difficult to, you know, to make a slave out of a white guy. First of all, they don't have the rhythm. Western music industry, take for example like the US music industry, if you read up on the history of the US music industry, it can be traced back to a place in Illinois known as Congo Square. Congo Square is where all, you know, is where all enslaved people gathered like once a week when they were given, I think, a day or two off. That's where they gathered and actually entertained themselves. And when they entertained themselves in a lot of way that involved, that involved singing their traditional dances. And, if you went on TikTok, basically on TikTok, YouTube, or any social media right now, and then you type in, Mamuna tribe hymn, you will understand that black people, wherever you find them. Now, the Mamuna tribe is a tribe that's in South Papua, the side of Australia. But they skin color just black. These guys are singing without a single musical instrument, and the song cuts deep. Now, someone was kind enough to basically come in and translate the meaning of the song, and it has a very deep spiritual and cultural meaning. And everyone is going, oh my God, I wish it was long. I'm like, yeah, that's what she said. And, that went south really fast. Because the song is like, because the song is like a 0.5 sec. I mean, it's just it's actually half a minute. That's the problem. So people wanted the song to be long. That's not, there's no way that's not going to sound dirty in my head. But, now imagine if colonialism was in reverse, where black people colonized and enslaved white people. What type of music would we have? First of all, you'd have unseasoned food, you'd have unseasoned food. That's why to this day, I suspect Colonel Sanders, the KFC guy, I think he stole those ingredients from some black people somewhere. Because, well, last time I checked, especially, especially the Dutch, Netherlands, those guys have been criticized for having, pioneering spice trades. But to this day, there are some of the people that still have food, types of food that are terribly seasoned. And they've been cooked a lot on social media for that. So now, and then you look at the music. Really? You really want to adopt white people's music? The question is, which one that will not send you to sleep? Like, which one? The classic music, and now, has anyone of you seen Spider-Man Far Away From Home? And I think they were, I think they were somewhere in Italy, and their teachers decided that, you know what, we are going to watch an opera. Sure. Opera. This is the type of music where you are going to watch someone with a very, highly revered, and a bunch of guys attending the event are mostly going to be foreign dignitaries wearing tuxedos. Who has a suit to go and listen to music? All you need is your ears. But then these guys are wearing suits, like not just any dinner jets tuxedo. Do you have any idea how much that thing is? Not only to buy, also to maintain. And, which is why most of people rent them. Now, me renting a trouser, my mind is too dirty for that. Now, the thing is, now, opera, you are going to watch someone in a world full of guitars, and then you are going to watch someone who will be on stage yelling. Actually not yelling, more like screaming. More like they're just screaming for help. And at the end of the scream, every rich white guy will be like, excellent. I mean, that was a masterpiece. And at this point, every black person is going, which part? The part where she sounded like she was about to, scream out her lungs. I mean, that piece, it's just like, this is the part where we also differ in terms of, artistic taste. It's very easy to sell art to a bunch of white rich guy. All you just have to do is, take your kids and then cover them in ink, ask them to roll around on canvas and tell them that, the spiritual meaning behind this painting can be seen in the immortality of the, that word they like to use? Yeah, the ephemerality of human conditions. Hang on a second, you got that from a toddler's, palm prints? Those palm prints just shows how venerable we all are when we are kids. Huh? This is why, musically speaking, it was a good thing that, black people's music went the world over, because white people's music, first of all, I don't know what you guys did to God, but you and rhythm, different directions. And, for some reason also, you and Nyash, different directions. African music requires you to shake something that you were born with. The problem is, most white people were not born with something that they have to shake to dance to, African music. So, let's take a break, and then I sign off on the other side before I get fired. And hated by white people.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed.
you'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Welcome back. And in other news, the Caprivi cessation has also been resurrected. I decided to keep this one for last because it is the best. Well, it seems like some people in the Zambezi wants to gain PhDs behind bars, so they decided to bring up again the call for an independent the call for the Caprivi Strip as an independent sovereign state. Right. So, well, obviously the police showed up, there was a crackdown, and some people have been some people have been put in handcuffs. On the bright side, you can get a PhD. On the bright side, on the dark side, you get a PhD, and very difficult to get a job with that PhD. My problem with these things is, the guy that's running the movement is nowhere near Namibia, are you? Yeah, just, count me out of that. Yeah, boy, this is fascinating. Fascinating. 2 minutes past the hour of 11, and this is where yours truly here. Parks the bus, and we meet again tomorrow tomorrow's same time, same place, and tomorrow we will either be happy or sad, depending on how our national team performs in this whole 16th time is a charm. The 16th time is a charm. Could be a charm in our, football with, hope it works on our side for this 16th time. I hope Angola feel pity for us now.
What are you talking about? Huyamore.
Huyamore, how are you?
Hot,
very hot. You know what? I may get a chance to get laid this weekend.
From who?
Some of my viewers watching on social media, right?
Yeah.
They are saying that no. I'm a girl. They're saying that I'm a girl. So just out of the kindness, out of the kindness of my heart, uh-huh. I decided to say, I'm actually a guy and I can prove it. Uh-huh. And, the evidence is available for presenting to any interested party as long
in
as
person.
That, yeah, in person, mm. In a guest hotel room somewhere. Uh-huh. Yeah, we can, I offered, to actually fund the venue that will be used to present the evidence. I can present the evidence the whole weekend.
Ooh, my goodness.
What? Look, we believe in transparency in this country. Transparency is the key. I've taken it upon myself. And also this is also for the good of the image of Eagle FM. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, that's actually where, before Monica sends me an invoice for marketing myself, I have to, 4 minutes past the hour of 11, Sizwe Masalicho takes up here. The evidence is ready to be presented to anyone. Please, please, please be a woman. Thank you. If you are a guy, the evidence is not ready for, it's nowhere near presenting. You'll have to find it to present it somewhere else. So, Sizwe Masalicho takes over with Madam Voma Helmut. That's a very nice name.
For Madam Helmut.
Oh, Madam Helmut.
That can do.
Yeah, so do I have your permission to present the evidence?
Nope.
Why? Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, you asked a question and I'm answering you. So the answer is no.
Man.
You're not presenting any evidence.
Offer is still available.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.